Now, this is a new section I've introduced into my training, Not Enough Women Reaching Senior Level, because it's really come through discussing this with women, looking at stats and reading research, that I think it's very important that we understand this a bit more. And it will help you, as well as me, in helping women, supporting women as they go through menopause. Because I think there's a lot going on here, this hormonal health business. So let's take a look at Client G case study. Take a moment to think about it and see if you can reach any conclusions. So I'll carry on. Let me walk you through this and see if we agree. As you can see, the chart is arranged in a gender and age split. Not shown here is the age group under 30. In the under 30s, the number of female employees in this particular organisation is higher than male employees, and then it dramatically changes. What are your thoughts? Are women leaving to start families? That's what I think is happening. And then in the 41 to 50 age group, there have been some returners. I don't know the stats, as what we really need here is the numbers for 35 to 45-year-olds, giving us a truer picture of returners, because then we are left with just under a third of women still in work, again, in this particular organisation. Has that been due to perimenopause? In my view, it is, because they're just hitting that right age group. And then we come to the age range 51 to 65, where you see only a fifth of women are remaining in a senior position, again in this organisation. Has that been through resignation at what I call the tsunami stage of menopause, where they really, really couldn't cope? What do you think? I've added this conundrum to the Q&A session as I'm interested in seeing what you come up with yourself. The more feedback I get on subjects like this, the better results we can all achieve further down the road, so that we're all helping each other. And I've brought back in traffic lights here to remind you of the different age groups and potential hazards that can come into play here and help you identify things better. So I'd like you to take a moment or two to think about this, as it's not just about raising awareness of menopause in the workplace that will help reduce the impact of symptoms. It's about keeping women in work and supporting their careers as they grow and develop. Let's remove this invisible barrier that seems to exist at around age 45 plus, which is preventing women from reaching the top positions. Can I suggest you ask around in your own place of work? Talk to friends, colleagues. See what picture develops from your own research. And please feed this back to us. Thank you for your help.